Well, today we are visiting with some of the top students in the class of 2018 at Atlantic High School. We have five students to visit with here today. We're going to start with
Riley Seifert.
Okay. Riley, tell us about your family.
I have two younger brothers. One's a freshman. His name's Jarrett. And then I have a younger brother named Miles, and I believe he's in third grade.
Okay, very good. Let's talk classes. What did you enjoy?
I have to say my favorite class had to been this year was music theory, because I did it with my favorite teacher.
Which is?
Mr. Rowe. He's our band teacher.
Okay, very good. What makes Mr. Rowe a good teacher?
I don't know. I've just gotten to know him over the couple of years, and we've become really close with each other.
Okay, very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about extracurricular activities. What else has been keeping you busy?
I did volleyball, basketball, track. This year I decided to do tennis. I'm in band, and I do a bunch of stuff with that, and that's about it.
Do you have a favorite?
Volleyball and band are definitely my two favorites.
Okay. A lot of those things sound like they're kind of team or group things. Mm-hmm. Do you enjoy reaching goals with other people as part of a group?
Yeah, I do. I love teamwork. I love working together with other people and stuff.
Okay. Any accomplishments that you're going to look back on as something that you're most proud of during your high school career?
Volleyball this year, definitely. We won a bunch of tournaments this year, and I am very proud of our team for doing that.
Okay, excellent. Well, let's talk about the fall. What's coming up for you this fall?
I'm going to be studying at the University of Iowa this year.
And why did you choose Iowa?
I grew up as an Iowa family. My parents loved the Iowa Hawkeyes, and so it was an obvious choice for me.
Okay. Do you know what you're going to study yet?
I'm not 100% sure yet.
Okay. Do you have anything you're leaning toward at all?
I thought about library science. There's athletic training. Those are two totally different things, but yeah.
They are. But you got time. You don't have to make a declaration immediately, so you've got some time to work on that. Give those eighth graders some advice. What do you think they should know now that you've mastered high school? What advice would you give them?
Do something. Just, like, participate in anything. If you don't like it, quit. But I just say participate. You get more friends out of it, and you have so much more fun if you just do something.
Advice. Riley, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And next we have?
Josh McClain.
Okay. Josh, tell us about your family.
Okay, so my dad is the pastor at the Evangelical Free Church. My mom stayed at home and homeschooled me up until high school, and my younger brother, who's Nate, who's now a freshman, and I have an older sister who is currently just finished her sophomore year in college.
Very good. Tell us a little bit about classes. What did you enjoy?
Well, I've always been really good at math. I really enjoyed math. So my favorite teacher in high school has always been Miss Hayden, the math teacher here. I've taken math with her sophomore, junior, and senior year, taking pre-calc, calc, and then statistics. And then I had the pleasure to work as her teacher's assistant just the senior year, and it has been amazing. I've loved spending that much time with her.
Very good. Looks like you've got a little different experience then, too. Mm-hmm. Talk about extracurricular activities. What else has kept you busy?
So I'm in band, choir, show choir, jazz band. I'm very involved in those. And then I am in speech as well. I participate through that throughout the year. I'm the president of our NHS club, and I do tennis in the spring.
Okay. What's your favorite among all those things?
I do really enjoy tennis, but I think I'd probably have to say show choir has been my favorite thing, because I really enjoy the dancing and the singing on stage.
Okay. So you're a show-off.
Yeah, basically.
Let's get right down to it. Very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about accomplishments. And is there anything that you're going to be most proud of looking back on your high school days?
Yeah, I think the thing I'm most proud of was making All-State for speech all 4 years. And then my senior year, I actually made All-State choir. And those All-State experiences, I think, were some of the best of my high school career and the things I'm going to be most proud of.
Chance to meet a lot of people that way too.
Absolutely, yes. And the moderator was always very nice. I got to meet him just this past year in the last All-State thing I went to. We got to meet the guy who was in charge of the whole thing, and he talked to me, and he was impressed that he talked to us, and it was fun to have a conversation with him.
Yeah, absolutely. Talk about the fall. Where will you be this fall?
I'll be going to the University of Iowa to study biomedical engineering.
Okay, so you're carpooling with Riley?
Basically, yeah. I think we're.
I'm not going there. Talk a little bit about why you chose Iowa.
I really enjoyed the campus. When I went there, I was actually kind of unsure. My sister had been offered to go there and had decided she hadn't wanted to. So at first I was a little hesitant, but they really sold me when I took a visit there. And there was a really nice tour guide who was an engineering student who really talked to me and gave me a personal his advice for Iowa, and it was really helpful, and it made me really like the campus and everything.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like you've got a plan put together. Talk to those 8th graders. Give them some advice.
I would say just academics your freshman year are super important, because I know a lot of people who are in their older ages now and thinking about high school GPAs and are frustrated at their younger selves for not working harder on their academics, because that's where most people's GPAs fall, is during freshman year, and then they have to work their entire high school career trying to get them back up, which can be something that's hard to do. So I would say freshman year is the most important year to get good grades, and then it just gets easier from there.
Very good. Good advice. Thank you so much. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. And next we have?
Gabe Martinez.
Okay. Gabe, introduce us to your family.
Well, I am the son of Rick Martinez and Jody Spencer. My father moved to the United States about 25 years ago from Mexico City, and he's an engineer.
Oh, very good. Well, talk a little bit about your experience here. What classes did you like?
I was always good at math and science, but I actually found a very good personal connection with the social studies, especially with the AP history and government teacher, Mr. Wiley. In his classes, I felt learning about how interactions between people across history and also internationally plays together, and kind of the chains that really connect all of us.
Sure. Did we already talk about your favorite teacher then?
Yeah, I think we really hit that one on the spot.
Okay. I was figuring you jumped right ahead on me there. Talk a little bit about extracurricular activities then. What else have you been doing?
Well, I have also participated in band and golf, and speech and debate is my primary activity. I'm a debater. I was the president of the speech and debate team this year, and I've been a regular medalist in tournaments in mostly Des Moines for debate.
Is that something you've always had a passion for?
Yeah, about in 8th grade, we did a mock trial, and that's kind of where I first got immersed into what really counts as rhetoric and kind of argumentation, and from there, I found the debate team and participated quite a bit with that.
Sure. So the rest of these guys here, they know better than to argue with you?
I hope so.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit. What about accomplishments then? Is it going to go right along with speech and debate as far as things you're going to be most proud of?
Yes, with that. Also, my academics. I was a ranked... Oh, I'm sorry, let me back up. I took the PSAT, NMSQT, and qualified in the top 2.5 percentile of all Hispanic American teenagers that took that test, and I was recognized by the College Board in that regard. And also, I am recognized as an AP scholar for my accomplishments with AP exams.
Sounds like you've had a lot of success then. Talk about the future. Where will you be this fall?
This fall, I will find myself in Georgia Tech. Okay. I'll be studying in Atlanta.
Okay. Why'd you choose Georgia Tech?
Well, I chose Georgia Tech because I choose to study a career in aerospace engineering. Ever since I've been young, I've been fascinated with rocketry and avionics, and I studied which schools had some of the best programs around the nation, and I visited the campus there in Atlanta, and it was a very nice metropolitan area. And based on that and also their incredible undergraduate program, which is ranked one of the top in the nation, I thought, this is the place I need to be.
If you want to get into that, I guess that's a place to take off, so to speak, if you're going to, yeah, ba-dum-bum, if you're going to go into that field. Is that something you've always wanted to do?
I'd say. Well, in middle school, I wanted to be an astronomer, but I thought of the math applications of the theory versus actual real-world applications of aerospace engineering itself, and I wanted to be more hands-on in my life.
Okay, very good. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Talk to those 8th graders. Give them some advice. What should they know?
Well, I would say kind of diversify the people that you see and spend time with. You get to experience other walks of life by associating with those people, and you also get to be exposed to other ways of thinking that you might not have already been open to.
Okay, very good. Gabe, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And next we have?
Kale Pellet.
And introduce us to your family.
Yeah, I'm the son of Brett Pellet and Shelley Pellet and Lindsay Pellet. I have a sister here in the high school, Reagan. She's a sophomore this year, so.
Okay, very good. Let's talk about classwork then. What'd you enjoy?
I really enjoyed a lot of my classes, probably, honestly, every single one of the subjects. So kind of with that, I don't know if I'd be able to narrow down my favorite teacher to one, because they've all been pretty beneficial, both in schoolwork and then basically what I'm going to follow up with later in life. So,
okay. Well, instead, let me go a different direction then. What kind of traits do you think it takes to make a good teacher, a teacher that can make an impact?
Well, interesting question. I'd say, you know, if you have a good personality and you're good with connecting with students is one thing. And if you have that ability to really inspire others, I know it's not something you can really learn, more something that you just kind of have. But being able to inspire others by just your actions, honestly, and having a positive self, you know, just a good person, I guess.
Okay. Well, talk about extracurricular activities for you. What have you been doing?
I try to get involved with a lot of stuff. I was in band my freshman year, but sadly, I'm not with Jay Money and Riley and Gabe and all those guys anymore. And, sorry, Emily. And, then I did quite a few sports. I have participated in cross country, soccer, track, golf, baseball. I think that about wraps it up. And then, one of my biggest things in high school was FFA. I just got done serving as this year's, chapter president. And then NHS with Josh and, student council with Emily, so I think that's about it.
Well, you've been pretty busy. How do you moderate your time? How do you figure out to dole out that time equally?
I think a lot of it comes with experience. I wasn't quite as involved my freshman year, so just kind of adding on more things, you just get a better understanding of how things work. One thing that I've definitely used a lot more often is like a planner sort of deal. That way you can kind of look ahead and see what you have to plan for the week.
What's the future hold for you? Where will you be in the fall?
Next fall, I'm going to Iowa State University to double major in agricultural business and economics.
Okay, very good. Well, you grew up in an agricultural background with a family that is pretty close to the dirt there. Where do you want to be? When do you feel your future is back at the farm?
Yeah, I think originally when I was a little kid, you know, I always wanted to think, hey, I'm going to come back and farm with Dad and Grandpa and my uncle. But as the years kind of went on, these past couple of years, I decided I wanted to try something that would serve as off-farm income. And so, I don't know, maybe if Adam Stamp's listening to this, that new ethanol plant that's going up in town would be somewhere that'd be a good place to be, you know, stay around hometown. I can continue to manage some of the farm acres that I rent and some of the cows that I have now while being able to hold that off-farm income.
Okay. Sounds like you got a future in advertising, too.
It could be, you know.
Let's talk about what those eighth graders need to know. Give them some advice.
I like everybody's answers and how they said. You definitely want to diversify yourself, and if you're friends with everybody, I think you're really well set, you know. You get everybody from all aspects of life because it's those friendships that you make in high school and college that can possibly prove to be connections later in life, you know. You never know where people are going to end up, and you might just be with that person that you decided to give a shot earlier, so you never know.
Very good. Good advice. Thank you so much. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. And next we have?
Emily Soigling.
Emily, introduce us to your family.
My parents are Aaron and Dana Soigling, and then I have two older brothers, Wyatt and Clayton.
All right. Best older brothers in the world, right?
That they are, yeah.
I was looking for a different answer there. All right. Tell me about your classwork. What did you enjoy?
I think my two favorite classes in high school have definitely been AP Government and then American Literature.
Okay. What about teachers? Any favorites?
Miss Lip has had a huge impact on me. She's definitely been someone that I could go to for advice outside of the classroom. And I've had a lot of different projects or papers that I've written maybe outside of classwork. And she was always willing to help me with them or just, you know, give me advice on any decisions, big decisions I have to make in my life. So it's nice to have a teacher that you can kind of have as a friend as well.
Very good. What about extracurricular activities? What else have you been involved in?
While in high school, I've pretty much tried everything here, but I'm currently involved in band, student council, cross country, FFA, National Honor Society. I think that hits them all. I don't think I'm missing any now, but those are the most of them. So,
any favorites?
FFA has definitely had a huge impact on my life. I joined my freshman year and I wasn't even sure if I wanted to do it, but I just kind of stuck out with it and then it ended up being my favorite thing and definitely the organization that has had the biggest impact on me.
Sure. What about accomplishments for you? Anything that you're going to look back on that you'll be most proud of?
I think my two biggest accomplishments that I'm most proud of in high school are winning the Iowa Cattlemen's Foundation Beef Extravaganza with a kale pellet. And then my other favorite accomplishment has been winning the state FFA career development event, public speaking, and I'll actually be competing at nationals for that this fall. So I'm super excited about that.
Excellent. So that's a great opportunity. Hopefully there's some money attached to it, too.
A little bit.
Okay. Let's talk about the future for you. Where will you be this fall?
I'll be attending Iowa State University to major in animal science. My ultimate goal is to attend law school and become an agricultural lawyer.
Okay. That's a kind of a different route than for you to go into. When did you start thinking about that direction?
I had the opportunity to attend the Iowa Youth Institute last spring. And one of the experts in there that helped evaluate papers there was an agriculture lawyer. And before that, I had no idea that there was even a career pathway that existed with that. And it seems something that would just fit my interests. I know that I definitely want to be involved with the agriculture industry. And so being able to combine some of my strengths and passions, it just seemed like a good fit for me.
Very good. Lots of different directions to go with agriculture, that's for sure. Give those eighth graders some advice.
My biggest advice is definitely to step out of your comfort zone and try everything. Even coming into your freshman year, you can just try a bunch of things and kind of see where you want to go from there. But I think definitely making myself get involved, even if I was a little scared or unsure of some things, it made me a better person and it kind of helped me figure out, you know, what I want to do with this next step of my life as well.
Well, good luck to you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Very good. Those are some of the top students in the class of 2018 here at Atlantic High School.